Trump campaign is complaining about on a mass scale as far as the presidential race goes. So we'll see if that has any effect.
We have an election in Montgomery today.
Yeah.
The special Senate election.
One that Burkett resigned from, that seat?
Yeah, that his wife is running for. How cool is that?
Oh, yeah. Keep it in the family. God. Keep it in the family.
No kidding.
Well, here, isn't that what he got in trouble for, though? Keeping it in the family?
Yeah, keeping it in the family. Damn sure did. Well, now family wants to keep it in the family.
Well, we're going to hit our top of the hour break, talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet, and come back second hour of news and views from 9 till noon after this.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Chris Foster. President-elect Biden and Vice President-elect Harris get national security briefings today from experts outside government. The Trump administration's not cooperating with the transition while the president's legal fight over ballots plays out. Campaign Communications Director Aaron Perini tells Fox,
"This is still very much ongoing, and on behalf of President Trump and the campaign, the millions of Americans who voted for him, we want to make sure we get this right."
Uncounted votes discovered in Floyd County, Georgia, add 778 more to the president's count, but he's behind by about 14,000 votes there. Fox confirms President Trump's considered, but was talked out of launching a military strike on Iran last week.
A government spokesperson in Tehran says any attack on the Iranian nation would be met with a crushing response. President Trump's discussions came after UN inspectors confirmed Iran is still violating its nuclear deal with the U.S. and other countries.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This pattern of cool days and chilly nights continues, and everybody's wondering, how long can this go on before we finally get a storm system in here? Another great fall day today with lots of sunshine, high up to about 68. We'll be clear, cold, upper 30s tonight, then mid-60s tomorrow, more sun, a little breezy tomorrow, then upper 30s again by Wednesday night into Thursday morning. I think we have a nice warming trend to look forward to starting Friday and continuing over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Do you know the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for a decade comes in just one color? Kubota Orange, the Kubota L Series at Capital Tractor. It's an orange army of one with you in command. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
This is Zach with Bry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
You know my favorite place for great barbecue? Well, it's in Millbrook. Smokehouse Pit Barbecue. Smokehouse has been a part of the River Region since 1990. Everything is from the original recipes and made from scratch. Hickory smoked pulled pork, smoked chicken, turkey, ribs. I just love their wings. They got smoked and flash fried wings. New homestyle daily meat and three lunch is to die for. It is so good. Smokehouse is now taking orders for Thanksgiving. Smoked turkey breast, smoked hams, southern sides for large or small gatherings. Let Smokehouse do the cooking. Call 245-3010, 245-3010. Smokehouse Pit Barbecue in Millbrook, my absolute favorite for hickory smoked barbecue. It'll be yours too. Dine-in, pick-up, and perfect to feed your family this Thanksgiving.
We're still accepting Thanksgiving orders. Call us at 245-3010.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
It's getting close to the end of the year, and our suppliers are overstocked with excess inventory. They are ready to move at a discounted price.
So right now would be a good time for the River Region to get a free estimate and a great deal on a new system.
Yes. If you are in the market for a new furnace, AC, or a complete system, we are ready to move this equipment at the lowest prices of the year, and all new systems come with a 10-year warranty.
Okay, River Region, don't wait for your system to break down and be forced to make a quick decision. Call for a free estimate today before this offer expires.
Or make sure your old system is performing at full strength and sign up for a United maintenance plan with a fall tune-up.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
It's happening. Publishers Clearing House is awarding a $2,500,000 mega prize in just days. Enter now at PCH.com, and your family could soon be celebrating the win of a lifetime. Don't miss your last chance to win the $2,500,000 mega prize. Go to PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry. Enter at PCH.com now. Entries due 11/29. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
We're a few minutes after 10 a.m. here on News and Views from 9 till noon. Ray Bowles is busy, though. But that's good news. The fact that he's a very busy man. Right. Things are going well over there at Prattville Carpet. Thank you to all of you out there listening who have stopped by to meet all your flooring needs at Prattville Carpet. And, of course, it's in the name. They can offer you incredible carpeting products. And when you call them at 285-8117, be sure to ask about a free in-home consultation. They'll come to your home, measure. It's free, like I said, free. And whether it's carpet or traditional hardwood, laminate product, or luxury vinyl or ceramic tile, especially waterproof or water-resistant, durable products, depending on where you are. And they work all around the state. So, for instance, if you have a property on the coast and, well, you have all these storms, or maybe you have dogs at home that can really mess up a nice floor, why not get a floor that can withstand all that wear and tear and still look fantastic? It's these sort of things they have at Prattville Carpet, along with fantastic service. So call them today at 285-8117, 285-8117. When you call, be sure to tell them you heard about them here on News and Views from 9 till noon.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Jack, are you playing two violins?
One.
Or one big cello?
Yeah.
You love this song. You like you some Coldplay, don't you?
I do. I love this song. Sweep the Streets I Used to Own. Hillary.
Oh. Now, what say you? I brought this up yesterday. Do you like... I'll let my cards be known. I don't like people going and protesting outside of houses, whether it's right-wing or left-wing. So when you saw these Trump folks outside of Hillary's place, what did you think?
It was funny.
Yeah.
Because if anybody deserved it, they did. But I think that's not kosher.
Right, and it's that sort of activity. Again, when it's done to somebody on the right or the left, whether it's the left or the right doing it, whoever is doing it, It's a very escalatory move, we'll just put it that way.
It is. It's aggressive.
And when people's families and homes are threatened, that's where violence really can happen. Not saying it will, but it just ups the chances.
What about that couple in Missouri? Whatever happened with that?
I think the case is still ongoing, actually.
Yeah, well, it's still ongoing.
That was wrong.
But, you know,
I don't like Hillary Clinton at all, but I think protesting that. I mean, let's face it. She had to live every day with the fact that Donald Trump beat her. You know.
Well, did you see this? she could have a role in the Biden administration.
You think she's
what would it be?
Not going to have.
They're
a role?
Floating her as UN ambassador.
Yeah, she's going to have a role, dude.
Well, that's fine. Let her have an. You know, it may never come to fruition.
They're right.
Well, and it makes
my
sense.
My friend in West Alabama says fruitation.
I like that better. It sounds more professional.
But no, that makes sense. You get her out of D.C., you get her in, I guess it would be out of New York City, and you get her away from the White House, but she still has a prominent role, has a lot of international contact, yeah, so to speak.
But I mean,
and we really should still hail her as women and Democrats have for decades now. When she stood up to China and talked about human rights as first lady in the 90s, I mean, that really made a difference in China.
Yeah, they cared.
Yeah.
I think we should make her like ambassador to Iceland or something that. I mean, put her over there. Just be done with her. I don't want to see
Iceland's
her back in the public.
It's a beautiful place.
Right, but I don't want to see her back in the public eye. She's a corrupt piece of crap official, and we should be done
with her. She's corrupt, and she's a damn retread.
Right.
Let's face
we should
it.
Be done with her. And all these things with politicians, and I hate to agree with AOC, but I heard her say it. Why are we listening to losers? You lost.
Mm.
Move out of the way. It's time for you. Your time is come and gone.
Do you think it's a wise strategy, speaking of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the Honorable? She doesn't like being called AOC anymore.
Yeah, tough crap. Better. That's a lot better than what I really call her.
I forget. You're a man. You do what you want.
I'm a man, baby.
But there is some evil genius strategizing going on, if that's a word, where some are suggesting because the majority will be so slim for Nancy Pelosi. Slimmest majority since, I think, 1912.
Wow.
And if there's any problems within the ranks of Democrats, which there is, very clearly within the House, it's you've already seen it on some of these conference calls. They're sniping at each one another in the public airwaves and the press. What if Republicans backed, say, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to be Speaker, or backed Ilhan Omar to be Speaker,
that.
Or backed somebody who's very progressive to be Speaker to just really screw
mess with
Pelosi.
The party. I think that's a grand idea.
No, I think it's a horrible idea.
Jack Campbell.
You don't ever play in the other party's politics. It doesn't work. It's like, I'm going to go vote in the Democrat primary so I can vote against them. Just stay out of it. Don't, I mean, I would have a candidate and I would put him up. And I would ask for the progressives for their support to overthrow Pelosi. I would find not a Paul Ryan type, but a Republican with some balls who's not too far out there. And I would seek the far left's support.
I like it. I like it. No, and I see
but
what you mean.
But don't vote for a Democrat as a Republican.
And also, if they screw up and have a lot of discord within their party, they can then say, oh, look at the Republican fingerprints all over this. It's sort of the classic art of war idea. When your enemy is destroying themselves, let them do it. You don't jump in there. Do nothing if it's possible.
But what's the fastest way to kill something is you let it tear up from the inside. Just like here in the U.S., there's not an enemy in the world that could take us on.
Mm-hmm.
But we are our worst enemy. We're tearing ourselves up from the inside.
No, I think Republicans should wait there like a house cat. Just wait there on the shelf. And as soon as they put Pelosi up there on the shelf, just knock her over. I don't think she's long for this world of politics. I mean, she's very powerful. You don't become Speaker of the House twice without a lot of money and know-how.
I worship the quicksand she walks on, but I'll just say this. She's been very effective, and she's very shrewd and mean and vindictive.
No wonder she's been effective.
And if they try to take her out, if the left tries to take her out and they lose, watch out.
Right.
If you're the left.
Yeah, definitely watch out. Did you see these news about Trump wanting to get options to strike Iran in his final days? I don't know how I feel about that, though. It might be that the Israelis take the lead.
There you go.
As they've done before in the region. And this is coming after reports of Iran having much bigger stockpiles of enriched uranium than they were supposed to.
Well, who gave it to them?
Hillary.
Who sold it to him? Exactly.
Right. So let's
That's
go make
treasonous,
her...
y'all. That is treasonous. They should hang you from the highest tree for treasonous.
Well, we hadn't had that in a while. Maybe that's time to return to that.
I'm telling you, she's a bad, bad, and he is too. He's Hillary with a smile. Let me just tell you that. Hmm. Those are bad people.
But they speak in such nice tones about compassion and love and unity. And
so does Joe Biden, and he isn't going to do a thing to appease Republicans. Now, some commentator suggested that he and McConnell go way back and they'll cut some deals together. I'm not sure I believe that.
Well, I suggested that yesterday, but I don't think it'll happen all at once. I don't think it's going to be on day one.
I don't think it'll happen.
Yeah.
I think Joe Biden knows that he's got, if he goes in, he's got 2, maybe 4 years. And that's it.
Yeah, but think about it. If he's in the twilight of his political career, if not his life, he might try to go for a legacy move and make a deal. And especially if Pelosi can't get the left to cooperate and work together in lockstep, and Joe doesn't want to do these over-the-top plans, he might make that move with McConnell.
Well, he whored himself to be the nominee, Joey. He whored himself to sit down with Bernie and come up with a platform. He's a whore. He'll do whatever appeases his party.
No, but
I'm suggesting that he might be a backstabber. I'm whining.
No, but did you hear me? I'm suggesting he might be a backstabbing whore. No doubt, everything. Like, he might go for the legacy play and stab his own party in the back. I don't think
no
it's
way.
Like...
No way.
Okay. Wait, are we allowed to disagree?
Yeah, absolutely. But he will not be conciliatory. Remember, he said he had a mandate.
Yeah, that's right.
If you call seeing an election a mandate, by God, we're in real trouble in this country.
On that mandate conversation, it's been. When's the last president had a mandate? Really, truly.
Well, we had a gay president, so we haven't had any mandates.
Well, Reagan had a mandate. He beat the living crap out of Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, that's the first one that comes to mind. And
Mondale.
Mondale in 84.
Yeah.
But even then, when you look at that map...
And Bush, 88 against Dukakis.
But when you look at that map, let's take 84. Reagan won every state except for what, Minnesota?
That's where Mondale's from.
Yeah. I think it's only like 37% of the actual voting age public voted for Reagan there.
Say 37%?
Something like that. Right. It wasn't the majority of even the population. So, yeah, of the people who voted, Reagan clearly got a mandate. But it always comes across as over-the-top and political spin to me that so-and-so has a mandate. No, what you won is not a mandate. What you have is not a deep understanding of the will of the people. What you have is power in your offices. You have power as a speaker. You have power as the president. The Supreme Court also has power. And you can use your power. That's the deal. And I get tired of these over-the-top statements of, we have a mandate to do everything that we promised. No, you don't. You have power. And let's see how you use it in this divided government. Because I'm pretty sure Perdue is going to win re-election. And for the life of me, if Loeffner loses that Senate seat, the other Senate seat in Georgia, I'll be very surprised. But
they're recruiting Californians to come into Georgia to vote. Right. You know?
I actually saw an article, and I didn't get to finish reading it, but Georgia, I don't know if it's Georgia residents or Georgia politicians, actually had a rebuttal for that, basically asking Californians, don't bring your butt here. Yeah.
And again, Lynn Wood. I looked into this guy more. I knew him from the Nicholas Sandman case.
Yeah.
But it was also, what, the bomber story. The guy was falsely accused...
In Atlanta?
Yeah.
Richard Jewell?
Yeah, Richard Jewell. Yeah, he represented Richard Jewell. And he's based out of Atlanta, Lynn Wood is. And he is a rock star. He only takes cases that have the big high stakes to them. Number one, he makes a lot of money doing that.
Sure.
Yeah, number two, he specializes in dealing with big media stories. So think of Richard Jewell. Think of Nick Sandman. And so he is going after the agreement the Georgia Secretary of State made with Stacey Abrams' voter organization. saying that you couldn't do this. This was not lawful. You didn't have the authority to make this sort of agreement or deal. And he is damn good at what he does, so I tend to take the man seriously. Though I watched the press conference, he's kind of one of these smooth old Southern lawyers. And, like, I'm like, is that like a cosmopolitan Matlock I'm looking at right there? Like, I mean, this guy is smooth as heck. Like, I mean, I like this guy. I like this guy a lot. So we'll see where that goes. But, I mean, the Senate is up for grabs. But either way, I'm not writing it off. It's not impossible that Trump's legal strategy will work. It's not impossible that it'll work.
I'm worried. 2 years down the road, things are going to come out. Oh, well, it really was Trump's election.
Mm.
And then where are we going to be, guys? And what do you do then?
Well, personally, we'll probably be where we've been. That's the thing about these elections, too. Did you put your own pants on this morning, Eddie?
Actually, no, I didn't.
No, you didn't? You had somebody help you?
Yeah, I had.
Bad morning?
Yeah, yeah. I had 4 beers last night.
It's one less than Joey.
Why are you airing out all my dirty laundry? You know, we have this heart-to-heart, this great get-together. The bon mots were flowing along with the wine and beer.
I have not discussed the contents of the heart-to-heart.
That's true.
I've only discussed the contents of what we consumed.
Fair enough.
I admitted to 4 Sauvignon Blancs, and I will admit to no more.
4 non-blondes?
Sauvignon. That is a band, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that too.
But we got to hit a quick break here. And after, it's a quick break, but after the break, I want to move our focus across the Atlantic to France. There's an interesting commentary from the French president on the American, British, and Western press in general that I think is important for people to hear. I never thought I'd be saying, you know, vive la France, but like, in this case, yeah, I think the French president, Macron, Emmanuel Macron, has it right. So we will move over there after this quick break. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How you doing?
How you doing?
You talking about Sauvignon Blanc got me inspired to talk about the French, the frogs.
The cookie, the macaroon?
What?
Isn't that cookie?
What did you just say?
The cookie, the macaroon.
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about a macaroon cookie?
Yeah, like the orange chocolate flavored ones.
Yeah, those are really good.
That's what I was talking about, Eddie. You just think about cookies.
You know what I have? You know what I have in common with the French?
Hmm.
You have a white flag.
Good wine.
You know, to quote the great Don Rickles, Eddie, why don't you go get a horse, go live in the mountains, don't bother anybody from now on. All right. We'll be right back. This hour, news and views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
And talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Caravita Village is a wonderful place to be.
Caravita Village is an all-inclusive senior community with a home for every budget. Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
Shared suites start at just $13.99 per month, including meals, activities, utilities, transportation, and more.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
At Caravita Village, you can enjoy senior living to the fullest in a safe, carefree environment. Caravita Village has an on-site chef preparing delicious meals every day.
I love the food. It's like a 4-star restaurant.
Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown.
Welcome back.
Just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can
it's my namesake, Petulia Clark.
I just figured last night after your four beers, you were probably singing and skipping to your Uber ride home with this song playing in your head.
Ever since I grew this mustache out, I've been down with more theatrical music. Yeah.
Hey, Joey, same thing with me.
Yeah.
I find myself pantomiming as I'm driving down the road,
yeah,
singing music. I think it's in the stash.
272-9228, 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by, well, Cole Plumbing. Cole Plumbing is the place to go for all your plumbing needs, especially those issues, big or small. But even if it's a small problem, folks, you need to get on top of it today because water finds a way. Water finds a way quick. You can attest to this, Eddie.
Yes, sir.
You've had many houses and properties you've managed, and you can see just a small leak can lead to big problems if you don't take care of it immediately. So call Cole Plumbing. Save this number in your phone whenever you have those problems, big or small. 279-8919, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing also has this proprietary pipelining technology that allows them with precision and expertise to fix those problems with minimal discomfort to you in your home. That means, bottom line, they're not going to have to tear out a bunch of drywall, dig up a huge hole in your yard. No, again, with precision and expertise, they can get the job done with this unique tech to them. They can also install a tankless water heater system. They can put in new toilets. Anything you need at all plumbing-wise, Cole Plumbing is the place to go. Call James Cole and the whole Cole family today. 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business for a reason. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
That's right. That's right. 272-9228. Before we go back to the phones, I want to go to the French president, Emmanuel Macron.
Sure want one of them cookies.
Macron.
Macroon.
No, I still remember that day when a good friend of mine, Southern Wood, lambasted me. Sure.
Unless
I'm going to go with lambasted because we're getting close to Thanksgiving. And,
oh, that's true.
He said, Joey, you keep saying Iran. Why aren't you saying Iran? It was a great day. That still sticks
Iran
in my memory.
Iran and Iraq.
Yeah, that's a good memory to remember. French President Emmanuel Macron slams U.S. mainstream media as, quote-unquote, legitimizing violence. Now, why would the French president say that about the U.S. corporate press? Well, Macron's interview comes after France was rocked by multiple attacks last month.
Yeah.
By Islamic terrorist attacks. It started with a teacher who was beheaded for showing cartoons mocking the Prophet Muhammad. Macron went on to say that it's not just the press legitimizing this violence. He said it was a sign that the nation, America's founding principles, have been lost. Macron, in full detail, said this. When France was attacked 5 years ago, every nation in the world supported us. You remember that?
Yep.
Around the fires around the Eiffel Tower and, mm-hmm. I mean, and what, I'm forgetting, it was that little concert there. And men came in with assault weapons and...
Yeah, I can't think of the name of the band.
I'm trying to think what the actual venue was, but it was a small concert venue.
Yeah.
A lot of people died. But Macron goes on, when France was attacked 5 years ago, every nation in the world supported us. So when I see, in that context, several newspapers, which I believe are from countries that share our values, journalists who write in a country that is the heir to the Enlightenment and the French Revolution. Well, I don't know how much we're the heir to the French Revolution, Emmanuel Macron. We've got our own called the American Revolution. But when I see them legitimizing this violence and saying that the heart of the problem is that France is racist and Islamophobic, then I say the founding principles have been lost. Wow. It takes a Frenchman to remind Americans what we should actually stand for. And I don't know if you remember seeing these headlines, Jack. For instance, as I just laid out, a teacher was literally beheaded in the street for showing cartoons mocking the Prophet Muhammad. This had to do with the Charlie Hebdo publications. Right, it was a year or two after that.
It wasn't that simple. This person who did the beheading paid students to point this teacher out.
Right.
I mean, this was a planned attack. He didn't just walk in there one day. He started contacting people on the internet trying to find this person.
And I believe, if I'm remembering right, the New York Times headline initially was French police shoot attacker and kill him after violent attack against teacher. It's like, you left out, I think you're burying the lead, that being, you know, the beheading. And it's stuff like that. It's kind of like after al-Baghdadi is killed by United States Special Forces, and they say he was an austere religious scholar.
That was the New York Times, right?
That was the Washington Post. The Post? On that.
Oh, Washington Post, you know, same two peas in a pod.
Same difference, yeah. And it's just amazing to see this internal contradiction and constant self-flagellation, not flatuation, not flatulence, not farting, Eddie. Flagellation, like beating yourself.
Yeah, okay.
That goes on, especially on the left, but not just your average Democrat out there. I mean, people in power in the press, people in power in the government, in the university system, that seem to think all the world's problems is because of the West's wickedness. And don't get me wrong, there's some wicked things that happen. But it's also very convenient to say after the fact, oh, look at how terrible our ancestors were because our ancestors weren't perfect. You know, I saw an interview. You know Victor Davis Hanson. I'm sure you've seen him on...
Oh, yeah. I think he's brilliant.
Yeah. I was watching an old interview with him and Peter Robinson of the Hoover Institution. It's uncommon knowledge. I love those old episodes. And at one point, they're talking about World War II. It's a great book if you haven't picked it up, folks. The Second World War is by Victor Davis Hanson. A really great breakdown. Almost broad strokes of how the war worked, what it was about, the big themes. And he remembered, Victor Davis Hanson remembered being a boy. And his father, his uncle, many of his family members had fought in the war and in the Pacific Theater. And Victor, young Victor Davis Hanson, had just found out about the dropping of the atomic bombs. And he's horrified. As anybody sees those images in the fire and brimstone destruction of these things, I'm just like, these are, you don't even want to use the word divine, but you're awestruck in maybe a comparable way. It's shocking to see. And so he's sitting there criticizing his older relatives who fought in the war, who were defending dropping the bomb, saying, you know, how could y'all have done this? How could y'all have done this? Never mind that the firebombing of Tokyo killed more people. And his father looked at him and said simply, all right, maybe you're right. How would you have stopped them? When there are millions being killed a day, when Americans are dying trying to do these islands and the island hopping campaign, the Japanese don't look like they're going to surrender. How would you have done it? And in fact, early on, the American press criticized Truman for not dropping the bomb sooner. Mm-hmm. So it's how quickly we forget, and we're still dealing with that, by the way, not to get too serious here on a Tuesday morning. But we've gotten very lucky. Do you imagine if it had not been Jack Kennedy in the White House talking with Khrushchev, it had been somebody else with the Cuban Missile Crisis. Or all the other close calls where there are heroes whose names we don't even know who said, no, I think this is a fault in our early warning systems. The U.S. isn't actually sending nukes our way. Let's double check this and not fire back. And we're still dealing with this, whether you're looking at North Korea, which is going to be an issue for Trump in the final days here, or a second term if he miraculously pulls it off. It's going to be an issue for Biden, any administration. North Korea, they have nukes right now. But it's an issue right now between India and Pakistan. It's crazy there.
India and Japan, India and China.
And China, too. And not to mention, we talked about it earlier, Iran.
Iran.
Yeah. And so there are a lot of serious issues. And this idea of we can constantly sort of with folded arms being hypercritical of our ancestors, look back and go, oh, look at these just racist, brutal, sexist, imperialistic people. And it's like, okay, if you plopped yourself back in those times, I doubt most of you would have been on the right side of these things. And I don't think you can read history unless you read it from every other angle and understand what people were going through. So I think the French president is right on here to say that there are many in the American press, the U.S. corporate press, forgetting the founding principles, the principles that unite the modern Western world of enlightenment, of freedom, and of being willing to stand up for those freedoms. The left talks a great game about human rights and freedom. I'll give them that. But they don't seem half the time to have the willingness to defend them. And what was the old slogan, better red than dead?
Yep.
Yeah. It's the one thing Reagan rightfully criticized. So I hope a lot of folks in the commanding heights of our culture and in the corporate press start to wake up. Because
was it better dead than red?
No, I think it's better red than dead. So it'd be better to be commies than dead from nuclear war.
Wow.
Or maybe we're talking about Red Dead Redemption. It's a great video game. Kind of a Western role-playing game.
No, I don't think it had anything to do with that.
Okay.
Good try.
Yeah, I tried. I did try. So, I don't know. Luckily, we haven't had anything like this. Two over the top. If I'm thinking back during the Trump tenure, we had a few, like the Saudi trainees down in Pensacola, right? We had a few attacks, and it's people who were here supposedly legitimately, and they somehow were radicalized. I mean, this can happen. And right now, a lot of folks, as Trump moves new people into the Pentagon, the head of NATO is warning, don't pull troops back too quickly. ISIS could come back in Afghanistan. So, but I think the folks Trump has put in there are serious about withdrawing U.S. troops and cutting the number in half by the end of the year. I think right now it's around 12,000 or so is the number. So we'll see. We'll see. But 272-9228, 272-9228. That's Eddie you're hearing in the background. He's just loud, Jack. Don't be confused.
Okay. I'm not trying not to be.
We got to hit this break here, and we'll come back to the phone calls. Alabama Home Mortgage is the sponsor of this hour of news and views from 9 to noon. Isn't there a difference, Jack? Why should we call
them? There is a difference in mortgage companies.
There really is. And Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage, Madeline, also part of the team. She's fantastic. They can save you boatloads of money. Let's say pallets of cash of money, sort of money. You know, hundreds of dollars a month, thousands of dollars over the course of a year. You can skip up to two payments when you refinance with Alabama Home Mortgage, and especially you veterans with VA home loans right now, a VA mortgage, they can save you a lot of money through the VA IRL program. That's the Interest Rate Reduction Refinance Loan Program. They do fantastic work there at Alabama Home Mortgage, making sure to save you money, whether it's to relieve money stress, maybe you're reinvesting into your home, upping the value of your property. And also, they can walk you through the first-time home buyer process. All starts with that pre-approval letter. I mean, you got to start there. Eddie can tell you how many times people have started to look for homes and they didn't do that first step.
Yep.
And this is where Kim Williams is such an asset when it comes to making sure you know the process. So whether you're looking to refinance or buy that very first home, call Alabama Home Mortgage today, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender. We'll be right back.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This pattern of cool days and chilly nights continues, and everybody's wondering how long can this go on before we finally get a storm system in here. Another great fall day today with lots of sunshine, high up to about 68. We'll be clear, cold, upper 30s tonight, then mid-60s tomorrow, more sun, a little breezy tomorrow, then upper 30s again by Wednesday night into Thursday morning. I think we have a nice warming trend to look forward to starting Friday and continuing over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a better buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. That's the number Soldier Boy called. Soldier Boy, welcome to the airwaves.
I'm sorry, I dialed the wrong number. I thought that was Papa John's.
I don't have any pizza, never mind.
Wait a minute. A millennial with no cold pizza in his fridge?
No. I usually, when I order pizza, eat it all.
Oh, God. Okay. Explains all the carbs and everything turning into sugar. Then, Joey, you have to work out the gym a lot.
No, I do. I had a hell of a workout yesterday, but I'm not going to bore people with that.
Yeah, I concur with that. Hey, let me ask you a question. You know, all this mask wearing that we continue to wear, these little paper tissues, you know, like thin as toilet paper, you know?
Mm-hmm.
How is it that they're supposed to protect us from what? A spray mist or something? What is it called?
An aerosol.
Aerosol, yeah, whatever, you know, from people coughing and people that are infected with the virus. Here's a simple question. Why is it when I'm wearing it and I can go to Walmart, I can smell somebody's cologne 10 miles away? How is it I can walk by with that mask on and I can smell fried food, 10, 15, 20 feet away?
Well, I think you've got a super sniffer.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I wish that mask worked a little bit better because I was shopping at Walmart the other day. I think somebody broke wind.
You got to come in here.
Sure, just wasn't the paper mill?
No. It was Walmart, you know. I give them a free ad there, you know. You always want to shop there. But, you know, it just seems like you're always hearing about wear your mask. And I just don't see the functionality of it. Other than a symbol to make somebody else feel better that's emotionally unsecure.
You nailed it right there. It's just like the shoes when you get on a plane. They make you take off your shoes.
And especially on these airwaves, despite all the skepticism, I've been looking into some stuff here. As of mid-November 2020, over 80% of Americans always or almost always wear a mask in public. Now, people could lie in reporting that.
You think so?
But only 6% of Americans refuse to wear masks. United States lags behind the rest of the world in mask adoption. Well, that's a myth. We're right up there if you take that number for what it's worth. 81% we're right about, 81%. That's at near parity with Taiwan, 86%, Vietnam, 79%, Thailand, 82%. All those countries were hailed for their mask adoption and mitigating the virus. But we're up there with Canada, France, the UK, Germany, and other Nordic countries. And, this idea that mask adoption will significantly improve the pandemic is just, we're not seeing it. We're not seeing it. It's to your point that, you know, the fact that you can smell fried chicken or somebody's perfume.
So evidently something's getting through.
Yeah.
And, you know, as minute as they're saying this is, you know, everything, this virus, oh, you can't see it. Well, I can't see, you know, a fried fruit smell either, and it either goes through my mask. It just seems to me it's a part of the left side trying to decide how far and see how far can I really push these people before they push back.
Right, it's like it's become a symbol. It's
symbol.
Like a talisman.
Exactly.
Like, I'm protected, and it's just not true. I mean, obviously, hospitals have been using masks for decades and decades and decades because it does help with big droplets. You have higher quality masks in some case that really can be effective. But the benefits of masks are very situation specific.
Exactly. I totally agree with that. Because, you know, you see in a hospital, sometimes people always tell you that hospitals are the easiest place to, if you don't have a cold or something, going to a hospital with all the bacteria and everything in the air, it's the easiest to catch. But you don't see everybody in a hospital before the pandemic running around 8, 10, 12-hour shifts with masks on.
Right. Well, and when's the last time you washed your mask if you're using a cloth one?
Oh, you ain't lying. Oh, God. That and the paper ones, they're supposed to be worn one time and thrown away. They're paper. Can't even wash those. You have to throw them away. And I got to give props to the entrepreneurs that have made money off these masks. I'm telling you. And the people that just continue to wear it. Here's another question is, too. If I'm 6 feet away from somebody, do I have to wear a mask? Because the droplets are not even going past 6 feet.
You're 6 feet away from somebody inside, yeah, you're supposed to wear a mask.
Why?
Because that's the American thing to do.
Oh, well, yeah, okay. And if I don't, what am I, homophobic, xenophobic, racist?
Yeah, you're not looking out for your fellow man.
Well, you have to be, you got to think specific to yourself, though. I mean, you're one tall drink of water, so I'm sure the trajectory means
that's
that
right.
You can, you know.
Oh, yeah, even worse.
I'd give people more like 8 or 10 feet.
He's got
bearing.
The sprinkler thing going on.
And I'm not just talking about the virus. There are other reasons, too.
You know what paranoid is? I went into Big Lots about an hour before closing at Big Lots, you know, down there Atlanta Highway. And I'm shopping, you know, and I'm the only one in the whole entire store. There's one person back in the warehouse back there. You can see him through the door. And they got one cashier at the other side of the store. I had the manager come out and ask me to pull my mask up. Are you freaking kidding me? There's nobody in the store, dude, until you came up to me and got it in my face.
Well, that's kind of the reason he works where he works.
It's just sad. It's getting to a point where... It's like, and look at the state of Washington. Man, they're locking down even tighter now by the governor. These governors, you know, we left. What didn't our ancestors, most of our ancestors, left England, you know, for this tyranny and our liberties and our freedoms to come to start our 13 colonies? And now it seems like the people we have elected, not me, I haven't voted in these eccentric politicians, but these politicians would think they're like, look at the mayor of Chicago. When she thought Biden won the election, she claimed it. She's out there with her mask off and hordes of people. And she said that's okay because they would have done it anyway.
Well, unfortunately, Soldier Boy, some of those people that left England weren't just freedom loving. They wanted freedom from themselves, start up, you know, their own little Puritan theocracy. So this streak is not necessarily an un-American phenomenon. We've had this before, unfortunately, in our history. These panics, these sort of, hey, it's something written about in the 1800s. De Tocqueville wrote about it. Americans enforce rules by conformity, by social sanction.
Right.
And it's just come up here in 2020. The idea that you can use political controls to control an infectious disease is just ridiculous to me. But seeing the politics work the way it is, especially with Trump being the catalyst, Orange Man bad, Cheeto Mussolini's the one who's not stopping this thing.
I like that.
And he's fascist because he hasn't taken more control of our health economy. It's over the top.
Well, it just amazes me how many, I just can't believe that the state of Washington is, and I'll use state of Washington and Michigan as examples, as my primary examples, and their governors locking down their states even tighter now. I cannot believe that people actually voted for Biden in those two states, and Biden won those two states when it's like, you know, please choke me a little tighter. I like it. Are they say this masochist or something in those two states? Do they just like being controlled and ruled?
Well, I would suspect that the average man doesn't want freedom or security.
No, and that's why Trump won Michigan, if the truth were known.
If the truth was known, exactly. There's no way Gretchen can be a poster child for the Democratic Party. Are you serious?
Yeah.
She wears makeup on so thick it looks like plaster. It looks like stucco on a wall.
Well, let's see what Stephen says today and how quickly they'll have him on CNN after that.
Well, her husband can go boating. Oh, I'm Gretchen. I'm the governor's husband. I don't have to go by the rules. The rules are for thee and not for me.
Yeah. Well, that's how it works, right? Soldier boy.
So where's your liberty? Where's your freedom?
Out the window.
Got to run.
All right.
Later, buddy.
272-9228. More news and views after this very quick break when we come back.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6, only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello everybody, this is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investment. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
It's happening. Publishers Clearing House is awarding a $2,500,000 mega prize in just days. Enter now at PCH.com, and your family could soon be celebrating the win of a lifetime. Don't miss your last chance to win the $2,500,000 mega prize. Go to PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry. Enter at PCH.com now. Entries due 11/29. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back.
And they told the world just how you felt.
One of Jack's favorites.
One of I love this
big
song.
Big time, dude. I'll drop the top. I'll sit in the parking lot and rock out of this. I don't care. But it's better when you're going on 85, about 78 miles an hour, and this is rocking.
Wind blowing through your stash. Yeah,
through my stash.
Yeah, it's a good feeling. Jack's got some growth there on his upper lip.
Oh, yeah?
Actually, I shaved it this morning. I wasn't thinking, Joey.
You traitor!
I forgot.
Traitor!
At least it wasn't willful treachery.
That you
I'll accept
of.
That you just were, it's a habit. But come on, Jack. I'm mad too now.
We'll get you a bumper sticker and join the damn club.
We do have bumper stickers. I'm mad too, Jack, bumper stickers downstairs here at the studio. Folks.
Yeah.
And Eddie's going to have some on them as well.
I've got some. If anybody wants to reach out to me via Facebook, I'll deliver them.
Yeah.
I'm all about that.
272.
I don't think there are any Republicans running for that Senate seat.
Yeah, I don't think so.
It's up today.
The state Senate seat, yeah.
So it's a Democrat primary is what it is.
Pretty much, okay. Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. I'd imagine that seat's been held by a Democrat for a while now. So.
Yeah. It's probably not winnable for a Republican.
Well, who knows? Maybe somebody will rise up and change the culture. But Sure.
I wouldn't hold your breath.
272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Randy. Hey, Randy.
Hello.
How are you?
How you doing, bud?
I am doing well. I have some information on some mass testing that we have run.
Okay.
Pertaining to your last caller. The other day, I was at work, and I wear normal clothes to work. Jeans, Levi's, Wranglers. We stepped into an elevator. I had my mask on.
Mm-hmm.
As did the other three people.
Mm-hmm.
I asked everybody if they smelled popcorn. That is when they realized I pooted.
Somebody poots. Mm-hmm. It's a great point.
So they not only smelled the poot through the jeans, but as well as the mask.
Yep.
I love that you're using the term my mother used, by the way. Yeah, that's...
Well, it's scientific, Joey.
Right.
Your mom was a nurse. Come on.
Right.
Scientific terms. You should be used to that.
Do you normally do that in elevators, Randy?
I do. And it's very entertaining.
Now, do you do it like me? Do you go, hey, do you smell popcorn?
You can't see him right now, Randy, because it's radio, but Jack is horrified. Jack, you're all mouth agape. I mean, you wouldn't want that in an elevator.
If Jack's in an elevator, let's think of the physicalities of this. Jack's height is pretty much at the chamber of the explosion. So I could see why he would be horrified with that.
Don't smell the popcorn, Jack. Don't be enticed by the popcorn.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm without work.
Well, Randy, thank you for the call, sir.
Thank you, Randy.
Good day.
Good day, sir.
What the hell was that all about?
That was a scientific study. Between three people in an enclosed room, all probably had triple barriers on, and the mask still didn't work.
Okay.
Okay, then. Anyway.
Obviously, some people are baffled by science.
No, here's the deal. The masks do work, depending on the type of mask, depending on the situation. I mean, the things that are absurd are like these rules with restaurants. It's like you wear the mask as you come on in, and then you take it off. I mean, and really, people are playing with their mask. It's, you know, their nose is exposed. I mean, without even thinking about it, they get talking or.
Right. Well,
it works in particular situations, especially in a medical situation where you have it fitted and it's the quality of mask you need.
But some of the ones, like in California and other places, when you're eating, you got to keep your mask on unless you're taking a bite. Now, that's just ludicrous, man.
Yeah, that's...
That's ludicrous.
Why even go out? Why live in California?
They're coming here.
Exactly.
Joe. They're coming here, man.
272-9228. We got to hit our top of the hour break here. Folks, this part of the program brought to you by Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. Bo Goodson, fantastic real estate broker, has a unique understanding of the River Region real estate market because he's been helping buyers and sellers here in Montgomery and the surrounding areas for over 40 years, four decades of experience. So at the Goodson Group, not only can they help you with buying and selling your property, they also can manage that rental property, that rental investment, because let's face it, you know, being a landlord can be tedious, it can be a headache, and at the Goodson Group, they can manage that for you while you still have that property performing, bringing in revenue, getting returns on that investment. Where Bo's real asset is, though, where his experience really comes into play, is at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. It's one of the most highly acclaimed and accredited real estate school programs here in the state, well, because of his experience. A very interactive class, a lot of Q&A, a lot of real-life scenarios, the good and the bad that you can learn from both. So check them out today, Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group, whether you're looking to buy, sell, have that property managed, or want to become an agent yourself. 551-0225, 551-0225. Thank you again to Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group for being a great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Final hour coming up. I'm Joey. Jack is here. You okay after
How
that
you
call?
Doing? I'm fine.
You seemed a little verklempt.